If you want to help us make more audio porn, now's the best time to support the project on Patreon. Till the end of November, you get maximum discount for annual membership. So for less than $2 or £2 per month, you get early access to audio, ad-free in your podcast feed, access to tons of bonus content, plus a card in December to say thanks for chipping in. Patreon.com/girlonthenet.
Hey, this is Blake, also known as Pandora Blake in the world of spanking. This post is an excerpt from the first draft of my book on what we do with the erotic fantasies that make us uncomfortable. It includes themes of implied non-consent, bondage, severe corporal punishment, and penetration, particularly anal penetration with a biocock. If those themes are likely to be upsetting for you, then please look after yourself and feel free to skip this one and listen to something else. This is called Impossible Fantasies. Our earliest fantasies often have so much longevity because they arose during a time characterized by intense pubescent longing. Our first crushes, the first glimpses of another person which turned us on, all these are memories of wanting something we couldn't have. As adults, we often find that our most intense longing is for that which is unattainable. Perhaps it's the person who's already in a committed relationship, our straight friend, a work colleague. Or perhaps it's not a person, but an activity, something we can't have or won't let ourselves have. The more obstacles there are between us and our object of desire, the stronger desire can grow. The more inappropriate the fantasy, the stronger its potency. The married friend, the work colleague, the employee, the boss, these dalliances all violate social taboos against cheating, dating at work, and dating across socioeconomic power differentials. Taboos are fertile grounds for fantasies. Perhaps there's something we disapprove of, something that disgusts us. But nonetheless, we find the idea fascinating, in a horrible sort of way. Perhaps there's something we won't let ourselves ever do, something we don't agree with, a behaviour that goes against our principles. If so, this can be the perfect breeding ground for shadow eroticism. The more we forbid ourselves from having something, the more chance there is that, at some level, we'll find the idea deeply arousing. You won't find any of my most potent, recurrent fantasies on my porn site, Dreams of Spanking. For the most part, they wouldn't be possible to film. They involve unrealistically elaborate environments, too many extras, and sometimes physically extreme positions which no one except a contortionist could get into. The question of whether these fantasies are something I would ever want to experience for real is moot. I couldn't, even if I wanted to. Here's one of my fantasies, which is a particularly good example of this kind of impossible scenario. It has a few variations. The details are always vague. The whole thing has a shadowy, dreamlike, almost abstract air. There isn't a specific story, and I don't even have clear visualizations. It's more about ideas, concepts, imagined sensations. There is a castle. It is the seat of government for a feudal, patriarchal society. The rich and powerful men who run the country lead busy, important lives, and as such, the castle's designers have incorporated certain facilities for their use. Coming out of the council chamber, a pent-up lord strides down the corridor and sees, in the half-darkness, strange furnishings spaced at intervals along the walls. Round mounds that seem to gleam in the candlelight are revealed, if you step closer, to be flesh. The corridor slaves are fixed into furnishings designed to make the desired body part easily accessible, and to hide the rest. Most are bent over, doubled at the waist, and secured with leather straps around the waist and thighs. The heads and arms are hidden from view, encased in finely worked wooden boxes. Emerging from this contraption are simply two curved buttocks, a shadowy hole. There are baskets of canes, crops, and other tools a gentleman may use to vent the frustrations of the day on one of the mounds of flesh on offer. It can be very satisfying to see the welts rise up, red and purple and white against smooth skin. Any cries are, of course, muffled by the box, and in any case the slaves are well trained, or perhaps gags are employed out of sight, since one rarely hears a sound, even when applying the cane savagely enough to draw blood. Afterwards, a gentleman may relieve any pressure still remaining by fucking one of the waiting holes. Some slaves have one, and some have two available for use. First thing in the morning, and at intervals throughout the day, housemaids walk the corridors, greasing the holes of the corridor slaves and thrusting dildos of varying thicknesses in and out to ready them for any use they might be put to later. Some slaves are encased kneeling, blindfolded, hands buckled to their ankles or behind their backs, mouths perfectly positioned at the right height to receive a ready cock. Some slaves are not strapped into furniture at all, but are bricked into the wall, rear end jutting out on one side and blindfolded head on the other. A gentleman can use either side as he prefers, and sometimes two will approach at once. For me, the climax of this fantasy is the image of a well-caned bum decorated with angry parallel welts and a thick cock beginning to shove into the helpless hole between the two striped cheeks. The slave is physically immobilized, powerless to move, protest, or make a sound as they are roughly, anally fucked. This fantasy tells you about all sorts of fetishes I have. Objectification, dehumanization, faunophilia, human furniture fetish, bondage, corporal punishment, anal penetration, helplessness, the fantasy of non-consent, and the idea of endurance, something going on for a very long time. Overlapping, like they do in this one, they tell you a lot about my core erotic themes. It's a perfect fantasy. Plenty of different details to zoom in on, slaves of different genders, and a setup which is near impossible to enact. This was Impossible Fantasies, written and performed by Pandora Blake. I cut this section from the revised draft and, along with other cut sections, posted it on my Patreon. You can read more of my writing and more cut sections and early chapters from the book at patreon.com/PandoraBlake. And you can check out my spanking porn at dreamsofspanking.com. Thank you for listening.